Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day, your gospel channel for inspiration, prayer, and word. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. As usual, from my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. Bible says, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him." Hallelujah. Child of God, God cannot be mocked. God cannot be taken for granted. No one, I repeat, no one is indispensable before God. We are all instruments in the hands of God, chosen and designed for his glory, his will, and of course, his pleasure. Child of God, our wisdom and understanding is still and will always be subject to God's will. When men try to assume God's role and position, he many times without number humbled them. Child of God, in all that you do, always remember God, for he has the whole world in his hand. He has the final say in all things. Almighty God confounds the wise through foolish things of the world, weak things of the world, to shame the strong. For instance, number one, he made a mere donkey see and speak, warning the prophet Balaam in Numbers 22, verses 21 through 39. Number two, he saved the world economy, nations, by using Joseph, an ordinary prisoner. He gave the young Joseph deep revelations, interpretation of dreams that sorcerers, wise men of Egypt, could not decode. He took Joseph from nothing to become something. You are next in line for a blessing of God in Jesus' name. Child of God, God Almighty used a house help, a slave girl, to reveal, direct, and help Naaman the Syrian general to locate his healing and deliverance. God Almighty turned the ruthless Saul of Tarsus, who had persecuted the church, to become a very effective ambassador of the gospel. He encountered God and became Paul the Apostle. The same God replaced King Solomon with a servant known as Jeroboam. God uses the despised and the foolish so that no one can boast. Child of God, humility is a prerequisite for entering the kingdom of God. If you boast, then you must boast in Christ Jesus. God chooses the despised, foolish, and weak to be his servants. In doing this, he confounds the mighty, proves his power, and reveals who he is. The standards we put in place in choosing are not the standard which God puts. God chooses the despised, the foolish, the weak to confound the mighty. Reason: Jesus did not choose the mighty of the society, the likes of Pontius Pilate, but chose the weak fishermen like Peter, Andrew, John, James, and the rest you know. God places the mighty in position to accomplish his mission, but he chooses the weak in accordance with people's perspective to confound the mighty of the world. Hallelujah. Child of God, God doesn't see anyone as useless. He didn't make any losers or nobodies. Starting with sending his son as a baby in a manger, in a smelly place, instead of a king in a palace, God signaled a bold new way of changing the entire world. Apostle Paul expresses this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 and verses 27. He says, "For consider your callings, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to the worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong." Hallelujah. In summary, a servant today can be a king tomorrow. A housemaid today can become a VIP tomorrow. An applicant today can be a CEO tomorrow, to employ even your kids. So, don't despise anyone. A nobody today can become a celebrity tomorrow. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8, Bible says, "He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with princes and have them inherit a throne of honor. for the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. Hallelujah. Having said this, child of God, now let us pray. Anyone that is despising you, heaven will make a show of shame of them in the name of Jesus. Whatever has gone on behind the scene to cast you down will be disappointed, for God is lifting you up in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has used and dumped you, heaven will lift you up and put them down to shame in the name of Jesus. Every failure by man's standard, heaven will turn around for your victory in Jesus' name. God bless your prayers. God bless your home. God bless your marriage. God bless your children. God bless your business. God bless your career. God bless your health. You are covered and secured in the blood of Jesus. Today and always, I declare you blessed. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for more audios and devotional messages. You can drop in your prayer request, testimonies, inquiry at the contact section of that website. You can also be part of this great evangelism project. Browse through the website and know how you can do that. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversaries and celebrations today. The glory of God will shine on you and do something exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond your expectation. Thank you so much for your effort in sending and sharing the daily podcast around the world. God bless you greatly. The covenant blessings attached to this vision will surely make way for you in Jesus' name. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a great day. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.